That was the most emotionally vulnerable moment ever on the podcast. So. Hello and welcome to WNC Original Music episode 178, the Six Vertices by Connected Graphs episode. This week, very happy to have on the episode Rooster. Rooster's made up of Aaron Kennard on drums and Annie Myers on guitar. This is part two of their episodes. Make sure to go back and listen to part one. I should put links to that in the show notes. 178 episodes, never thought of that. Annie and Aaron have been recording together for over 15 years, and we've got on this episode selections from their album Bloodroot. You can find them at roostermusicavl.weebly.com. We'll have that link in the bio, and to all their music, here is Rooster.
And Thelma filled her bathtub up with weeds every day, cause to her they prettiest creation. She'd come home by herself, dance the night away to the songs on the country music station. She said, honey, don't you ever doubt that you can change the world. First you got to tend to your own needs. Just be what you will be, let your flowers grow. Don't ever let no one tell you they're weeds. Cause a weed is just a flower, don't nobody want. And a person's just a body and a soul. Soul is just a dandelion floating on the breeze, carelessly and having no control. And Thelma's sister Vangeline was pretty as a daisy. Thelma herself thought she could not compare. But her daddy told her, darling, you light up my world. She looked in the mirror and saw a flower there. Cause a weed is just a flower, don't nobody want. And a person's just a body and a soul. Soul just a dandelion floating on the breeze, carelessly having no control. Every day she'd gather goldenrod, Queen Anne's lace and clover, and she'd give each one a touch lighter than a feather. Cause to her each one was beautiful, each had its own place in the garden there, all hanging out together. A weed is just a flower, don't nobody want. And a person's just a body and a soul. A soul is just a dandelion floating on the breeze, carelessly having no control. Nobody really has any control.
Yeah, I love weeds. So this song, I started writing after I went to visit my meemaw in Virginia, and I started like recording stories that she would tell. Just like I would sneakily push record on my phone and just like set it on the table and see if she noticed. And this was a story she was telling. She was talking about great aunt Thelma, so my mom's aunt, and just how much of a character she was. And some of it is embellished, but it's kind of like an amalgamation of like lots of stories that my meemaw has told about, you know, different characters in the family. And really like the takeaway from it is just like, you know, kind of what she taught me, which was just do you basically. And it kind of like, you know, it took me a long time to write, as most songs do, but it was like, I had this metaphor that I was like sticking with. And I went through like probably three different choruses, like totally different, you know, and several different verses that I totally scrapped. and feel fine about that. But, you know, before it was like what I was happy with. I think that it even took me like a long time to really understand the metaphor that, like, you know, I mean, I love the way weeds look. That was part of the thing. Like when I moved up here, I noticed like just all the beautiful wildflowers and stuff, and just like how when you let things grow and, you know, don't manicure them to like our perfect Western idea of like a manicured lawn, right, that it's so much more beautiful. Right. And so I like felt that metaphor inside, and but it took a long time to like really put it into words and understand it. But I think it's pretty consistent. Like,
don't nobody want another double neg.
A lot of double negatives. But yeah, it's just like, you know, who cares if the world doesn't think it's beautiful? Like, you think it's beautiful, right, then it is.
Yeah, every flower, every plant is a weed if it's in the wrong place, yeah, you know. So called wrong place.
Right. Yeah. Or in the wrong context. Yeah. I pictured when we first recorded this song, I was like, we got to get this over to Dolly Parton. She's going to love it.
She would love it. It does. I mean, it invoked the Kodam at like many colors.
Yeah,
totally. Not just like storytelling. I think we both love storytelling songs or like something that just kind of invokes our family or our friends.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I wanted it to capture like the storytelling, you know, vibe of families.
Yeah.
That they pass on stories. I mean, there's no, I don't know of any photos of Great Aunt Thelma. It's just like, she lives in my memory. She lives in my mom's memory, you know?
Yeah.
And she, by all accounts, was a character. So she, you know, just did her own thing. And that's like, even though I never met her, that's the takeaway I have. Like, that's just like in my genes, I guess, hopefully. And I was really proud when we recorded it. I think we tried to go big on that song, like the little 3-part harmony ooze at the end.
Yeah.
It's like kind of out of character for us. But
that was weird.
It was just like it was a last minute decision. Mm-hmm. And we were just like, what if we do this? I think that was Matt's idea.
It was.
Yeah. He had a vision.
It sounded good. So. Also, this has another great steel guitar part on it.
Which yes. I like. Yeah. Yeah. Same guy, Philippe, did that. Out of Nashville.
I tried that with my mother once, where, you know, I took my phone and I was like going to get some stories from her and stuff. And she only wanted to tell embarrassing stories about me, that I was like trying to ask her about the whole family. She's like, well, you know, one time when you were 6, I think, you took off all your clothes and went running. And I was like, no, that's not what I was about, you know? And she kept saying that I was, she had this thing where she said, well, you were a cute little baby, but you were lazy. And I was like, how was I lazy as a baby? She was like, you just want to lay there and not crawl around. And I was like, well, I wonder if I had a developmental disability. Maybe they just called me lazy.
Kind of lazy.
It's a lazy baby. That's our, yeah.
My dad lived it. When you talked about like running out the door naked, my dad grew up in an Irish Catholic family above a funeral home. And all of the other families around were like, 10 kids here, 8 kids here, 15 kids here. And my Uncle Frank jumped out of the bath one time and ran down the street. And a neighbor just came like with him at the scruff of the neck and was like, is this one yours? Like an actual baby.
Yeah.
Baby on the run.
Yeah. Oh, baby. I'm stealing that. Baby. Write that down. I don't know what I'm going to use it for. Song title, band name.
There you go. I got a list of those.
Oh my gosh, we have so many good really band long names.
Resume entry.
Then I moved on down the road. played every country fair and every rodeo. We played every rodeo. Then the van broke down, so we took out on the road. We stuck out our thumbs without knowing where to go. We didn't know where to go.
Song about my family. My Nana and my mom used to sing the Tooraloora song, which is like, Tooraloora, 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 that's an Irish lullaby, all the time. And so, like, I just think it kind of bled into me missing my family. I've been living down here for 11 years, but they're all up in Pennsylvania. And I don't get home very often. So I was just missing them, thinking about like a bunch of Irish folklore that was told to me before I went to bed and played for me before I went to sleep. And it kind of fell into a country-ish thing because I was listening to a lot of country down here. So yeah, I love, it's one of the, my most favorite songs I've ever written. And my parents came down a couple months ago. We played in Black Mountain, and I played it for them live for the first time. It was really special. I don't know. I'm trying to think about all the verses. It also talks about some drinking, and it also talks about some, like, but I think the main goal of that song is, like, connects me with my feelings of love for my family.
Yeah, I feel it. When we sing that second verse, and I thought about my mama, mm-hmm. and I thought about my dad. I mean, I had to, it's hard for me to not cry, like, even though I didn't write it, but it,
yeah.
It's a really touching part. Dang. In that song. Yeah.
My voice cracked like perfectly too when we recorded it. We only did it a couple times, but like, mm-hmm. it's like, that's the sound I want, because I don't want it to sound polished and clean. I want it to sound like rough and Irish.
real.
Yeah.
Right. Can I have your permission to take the recording I have and add a Irish penny whistle to it? I think that would fit in there really well.
Yeah, you have my permission.
Maybe. I have to learn now to learn how to play penny whistle. I can play a recorder.
I did have a penny whistle when I was a little kid. They're really annoying. Don't give a little kid a penny whistle.
Maybe if we had the budget to pay a bagpipe player, we would have.
Yeah.
Get some bagpipe on it.
I bet you we could find one around here. Nope.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't think I've ever seen a bagpipe player like downtown. I think I've seen everything else, but I don't think I've ever seen a bagpipe player.
I've seen one.
Have you?
I haven't seen one.
This is a long time
ago. Highland Games.
Yeah. Yeah, this is when I first moved here, and I was like, classic. Yeah, oh, okay. Could have expected that.
Well, if you see them again, I'll take my portable recorder. I'll take your song, okay. and we'll sync it up later, and I'll just say, hey, play something with this song. We'll figure it out. We'll do it. That'll be the,
okay.
The B-side, gotcha. Of another.
Permission granted.
The hobo knows where heaven
A wee lass in Philadelphia at the time.
You didn't want to say as a wee lass about Irish Lullaby. That would have fit. I'll edit it.
I know.
I'll edit that in.
Okay, you can switch it around. I feel like the songs that have stuck are the ones that literally don't feel like they came from me. And that was one of them that just kind of like, I was looking at pictures of outer space from the Hubble telescope one day, and I got really inspired and I just wrote it all down, like the whole song in one go. I didn't really think about anything. The one line that I like from it a lot is, now that we know the password, we let everybody in. I grew up like very religious, mostly in the Methodist church, but like, and I'm not saying that's a bad or good thing, but it did give me a lot of hangups. And I think there's just this like, cheekiness to that line of, oh, now that we have the password, we have this rocket ship that can take us into deep space. We can let everybody into heaven instead of just like, you know, the ones that believe in Jesus Christ. Right. Yeah, I don't know. That's like kind of heavy, but I was like kind of coming to terms with different parts of my spirituality.
I think that's a song that everybody can relate to because, you know, you hear heaven in it and there's a couple of little like sort of like nods to religion, you know?
Yeah.
But
but also to the universe.
Yeah, it's really not. Like, it's not a Christian song. It's like, this is the, that's the point to me. It's like, you know, like, the world is, and the universe is for everybody. The beauty is for everybody. Yeah. Like, so I think, I find, I look at people's faces when we play that.
The melody like, is very, everybody like, gets it, you know? Calming and, like, universal. Yeah, that's also one of my favorite songs. But I honestly don't even remember writing it. And it's not because of anything, like, blacked outness, I don't think. But, like, I, like, looked at these pictures and then it was all on paper and then I recorded it and I do the same thing. I like listen to it the next day. I'm like, I think that one's gonna stick. And like it did. It's good.
How close, like when you write a song like that, how much are you thinking about the ultimate production of it? Like now that you've recorded songs, are you writing now thinking, okay, well, you know, we'll do this live with two guitars and two voices, but I want to record it with a bass and a penny whistle and a, you know, saxophone and that sort of thing. Probably not saxophone.
That's a really good question.
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't at all.
Do you? I think since recording that album, I think about it a lot more.
Yeah.
Like I'm just picturing it now. I'm like, oh, the possibilities. Like, I mean, mm-hmm. I found that recording was a lot harder than playing live because it's so permanent and mm-hmm. it's like, yeah. you could do literally anything that you wanted.
Yeah.
And how do you decide what to do? You know? Mm-hmm. So I think about that now. I'm like, I think about all the different ways it could be. I think another thing that we do is we take a song that we like, you know, we'll send it to each other. Like, you got to listen to the song. And then we'll like, imagine all the ways that we could do it that are different feel, you know, different tempo, like how I could do the drums that are different, you know, what we can kind of put in there that makes it different. So that's something I think about, like when writing now, I'm like, we could play it like this. And then when we get tired of that, we could play it like this, you know, mm-hmm. or we could even change instruments and stuff. So that's definitely not something I used to think about, but it is now.
Mm-hmm. I think it's more so, I think also when I'm like listening to new music or people that really inspire me lately, I'm just like, yes, I want to have a recording like that.
Mm-hmm.
But my brain doesn't necessarily go to the logistics of things right away. I'm just kind of like, oh my God, that sounds amazing. And I don't know how or why, but I like want that quality.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And I learned so much about recording, not a lot, like I don't hardly know anything, but I learned a lot about recording with that process. And
I learned, you know, so much, like, but I hardly know anything. I like that.
Well, I mean, there's just so much to know, you know, it's like a whole universe in itself. But so I grew up with, my stepdad has a recording studio. And so I guess I probably do know, you know, more than the average person about what goes on in recording studios and what the process looks like. But I see him and all that he knows. And it's like, it's insane from his ear. He can hear things that like, they're not there to me. You know what I mean? Like, he's incredible down to like, you know, what all the possibilities are, how you go about making that sound with not even having that instrument or, you know, it's just like it's a wealth of knowledge that I'm definitely like happy to be a part of, but it's going to be a lifelong learning process, I think.
Right.
I asked for a field recorder for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
So
we can
record our shows.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, you should get this one. I have this, I'm recording this little 4-track Zoom. I'm not going to show it to you because I'm afraid it'll unplug. Wait, maybe I can. Nah, maybe not. It's just a Zoom H6, but it's awesome. It sounds great. Like I have, you know, like an interface and record on a computer, but the Zoom portable sounds way better than in most home studio interfaces I've ever heard. It's really cool, especially if you can like plug into the if you get the kind of recorder where you can plug into the soundboard and get that get that feed as well. You probably know all this stuff already. You're
that's what I'm hoping for. We'll see what Santa Claus does.
More from Rooster in just a few moments. I want to remind you that you can find them at roostermusicavl.weebly.com. also on all the streaming services, and we'll have links in the bio. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, WNC Original Music, wherever you get your podcasts, or go to WNCOriginalMusic.com. And now here is Allison Price with a review of Night Songs by the band 77 Apes.
As soon as I opened, Apple Music selected Night Songs, the newest release from New Haven, Connecticut-based singer-songwriter 77 Apes, and began playing the first track. I was transported to a different world. Evening, in five parts, begins with the quiet growl of lo-fi guitars, slowly growing to a crescendo of ambient textures before you first hear Gary's voice begin telling a story. As I listened through the album, I was pleasantly surprised to hear a wide range of styles intertwine on the succession of songs. Robin Hitchcock and Nick Cave both came to mind as I was transfixed by Gary's songwriting and intimate storytelling style. In the vein of confessional singer-songwriters before him, each song takes the listener on a journey through a snapshot of life. Twilight Girl was my favorite track on the album, offering sensual vocals and a throbbing, danceable beat. With some research, I found that 77 Apes has actually released three prior albums, as well as multiple singles, and their songs are shazammed all over the world. And with good reason, each song on Night Song sounds reminiscent of a memory, and at the same time, fresh and new. If you are a fan of indie rock, intimate songwriting, and growly lo-fi guitars, I highly recommend you give 77 Apes a listen. Evil
This is Matt Walsh. You're listening to WNC Original Music.
Do you guys have any questions for each other?
You still like play music with me?
It's been an emotional roller coaster of a year. Yeah, it has. A couple years. Mm-hmm.
I noticed you didn't answer. You didn't answer the question.
Of course. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of, that was obviously not a real question. So I was trying to think of my own question.
Okay. I think she really meant it. She was waiting for an answer.
Yeah. Yeah. I love playing music with you.
Good.
Of course.
Okay.
That was the most emotionally vulnerable moment ever on the podcast. So that was very good.
I just let it go on by.
Yeah. Also the harshest moment. Yeah.
I'm out. Peace out. Right. Actually, no. Yeah. Like rips out the
either
headphones
way. And take her to leave it.
Throw the headphones on the ground. Yeah.
I have a question. What song are you most excited to record when we make our next album?
Cowgirl Blues.
Nice. Yeah, me too. That's the first song Annie ever wrote when she was, no, maybe not the first she ever wrote, but she wrote it when she was 16. Yeah. And it is the most badass country song there ever was.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited. But can I ask you the same question or is that copycat?
You can ask me.
What?
I don't think I've, oh, Ghost.
Ghost. I was going to say
but
that.
That's the only one that you know that I.
What was that? I wish I was recording video there.
What was that?
I don't know.
That was like an emotion.
Oh, I do this sometimes when I'm thinking.
Oh, okay. I like
the Grinch.
Yeah. All right. Any other questions for each other?
Do you like playing music with me?
Yes, Queen.
Okay, good.
Kidding?
Right. Who are some musicians, national or local, that you wish people would listen to more?
You know, I have to start with Gillian Welch because I am consistently surprised. Like, I mean, I know that Gillian has an amazing following, of course, mm-hmm. but there's people who just don't even know about Gillian Welch.
Yeah, or don't know that certain songs that other people sing, she wrote.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Carol King of, like,
yeah,
new folk, where it's like, oh my gosh, she wrote that song? You know, like, I totally wholeheartedly agree.
Yeah.
Gillian Welch, Brandi Carlile. There's a local musician we play with a lot. His name is Jim Swayze, and we've played some shows with him, and he's just got a great attitude, voice, vibe. Like,
yeah,
he's a local musician. I'd highly.
Catherine O'Shea, mm-hmm. local musician who is just an incredible songwriter.
She's all right. She's been on the podcast a few times.
Oh, cool! Yeah, cool. Yeah. Love her.
You should check out her. Check out her podcast episodes. I'm not just promoting the podcast here, but for her podcast episodes, we did like a little bit of a house party at her brother's house. There wasn't like a party, but most of the people there also came, and it was a bunch of duets basically. So she had like 8 people come, and she did each song as a duet with a different person. It's really cool.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
I've been listening to a lot of Courtney Marie Andrews, and I feel like she's a little underrated, but her songwriting is incredible. She's not local. I think she's out of Nashville. I could be wrong about that, so don't put that on.
It can be Nashville. That's great.
Yeah. I think people should be aware of the Citizen Vinyl Open Folk, which I just went to last Wednesday. It's like a curated open mic. So they have 6 artists playing 3 songs each, and it's all local. It's sort of an event for locals. Like, it's not, you know, it's not touristy. It's all about like the, I'll even say like the underground, but some really like amazing up and coming mm-hmm. singer-songwriters. Yeah, it's a really, really cool event. Apparently the concept started in, I'm gonna say Argentina. And this is like the 3rd one in the world where it's the same sort of thing. It's like, it has to be in a beautiful place. The acoustics and the sound have to be impeccable, and the talent has to be incredible. Like, those are the 3 rules. And it's a really, really great event. It's at Citizen Vinyl, which is in the Grove Arcade downtown on Wednesdays.
Cool.
Check it out.
Said to me, underneath the clouds and magnolia tree, said you had to move on, and our story was not meant to. Save it for the next one. sets you free. You can tell her that you walked away willingly.
I had like four other verses again that we didn't use. That was kind of just like a stream of consciousness song, the way that happened. And it's not even all true. Some of it's true. It just sort of came out like the whole story. And then we ended up picking and choosing certain verses. But I think it kind of just tells a story of a relationship ending badly and like with no trust and no respect, and parts of it are true. I'll let the audience just guess what parts. But there was a verse that I wanted to use that kind of turned it all around and made it happy in the end. And we decided ultimately like, that doesn't make any sense. Like with the vibe of the song, we were like, nah, let's just cut that one. So I'm really happy for that decision. I think it just, the vibe is consistent now.
Yeah.
This is one I want us to play like fast.
Like, yeah. I feel next. Like it's a song that I love for sure, but like we don't play it out live enough. You know, maybe that's a different conversation, but like, I do really love that song. We just haven't played it out in a minute.
But I want us to play it like fast. Like a 6/8, like bluegrass song. Yeah. Like, do you know?
Yes.
We haven't talked about that yet. See, that's like, I think that's what we tend to do. It's like, we're bored with that. Let's play it a whole entirely different way and turn it on its head.
All on the same wavelength. Like, I totally agree with that.
Yeah, that's a cool thing to do too, because sometimes you, by doing that, you like your new version a whole lot better, and everybody does like your new version a whole lot better than the original version. Is your headphones plugged in? Because I'm hearing my voice all of a sudden. Yeah, I'm not hearing it now. It's fine.
And I can hear a lot better now. So.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, and I'm not hearing myself now. Yeah. Okay, great. All right, well, let's start over. Borrowed Wedding Ring.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to be like, oh my God, this is an emotional rollercoaster.
Right. Yeah. Okay, bring back all the other emotions that you had, just like you did, in the same order. Yeah.
Same order, same words.
Right, yeah. Act surprised when you were surprised before. Don't forget.
An old man buried his treasure deep. He said, all my life the secret I will keep. He tells everyone he knows, but not a soul he shows. He says treasure should not be the thing they see. They say you can't take it with you when you go. But how does anybody really know? They say it's all here for you, and do what you will do. Everyone must reap the seeds they sow. I got my fortune. right here in the ground, in the sights and sounds. I don't want any more than I can reach out for. Everything I need is all around. I got my fortune here in the ground. Money can't buy everything, you know. It's not the only thing you have to show. 'Cause you can't go a single day without loving in some way. So plant your love and baby let it grow. At night a woman walks around her home. Nothing more in life she wants to own. 'Cause she knows how well she can live when her goal is just to give. She looks around and sees all she has grown. I got my fortune right here in the ground, in the sights and sounds. Don't want any more than I can reach out for. Everything I need is all around. Got my fortune here, got my fortune right here in the ground, in the sights and sounds. Don't want any more than I can reach out for. Everything I need is all around. Got my fortune here, got my fortune here, got my fortune here in the ground.
Fortune. How do you, first of all, how do you say that word? Do you say fortune or fortune?
I say fortune.
I say fortune.
Like a fortune cookie.
Okay, good.
Yeah, fortune. But you just said it a little more southern than that. Fortune.
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 So this song I wrote after listening to a podcast called Love and Radio.
Are you all familiar? I know this.
You know, you never heard this story? So, okay, Love and Radio. It's a great podcast. I love Love and Radio. But the story was about this man, and you may have like heard of this story elsewhere. It's been all over the news and stuff, but he is this old man, and he made like his life goal at the end of his life. His whole legacy was going to be burying this treasure and like
encouraging people. The woods and make a treasure map for it. And
not a treasure map. It was a riddle.
Yeah.
And he, and people like quit their jobs and like, were like, I'm going to find this treasure. This is what I'm going to do. Like people got injured. People quit their jobs. Like hundreds of people did it. And so I was just like captivated by the story, but it got me thinking like, he doesn't care. Like he doesn't want this treasure. He wants people, his reason for doing it was to make people have adventures.
Yeah.
And so that got me thinking about like, what is the real treasure? What is the real fortune? And, you know, I had kind of just moved here and sort of like was thinking about, you know, one day like owning land and stuff like that just was like on my mind. And so I was like, that's really all I want. I just want to be able to like live somewhere and appreciate the beauty of, you know, the earth, the dirt, like the soil, the ground, you know? So I kind of just made up another, you know, part of that story with an old woman and sort of like just some, you know, whimsical, like talking about like what really does it all mean? Why do we put so much value on stuff when like at the end of the day, like we're just going to be living on the earth, you know, on a plot of the earth. Mm-hmm. And then when we die, we're going to be in the earth, you know? So that song, it was like, Wind Blows Wild for You. It took me a long time to want to play that song for people. Like it was something that I just really like kept inside. I liked it.
I love it.
But it was a long time before I wanted to play it. And I think people have given me a lot of good feedback on it since we've put it on the album. And makes me feel good. Like, I like it even more.
I like its message.
Have you guys written songs where you like, not hate the song, but like don't really like it, maybe almost didn't play it for the other person, and then you play it and something happens that kind of becomes one of your favorite songs?
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, I wrote definitely. A song, it's not on the album, but I played it for, I didn't have much confidence in it, and I played it for Erin, and she was like, this is my favorite song of all time. And so then I just kept playing it over and over, and I'm like, this is actually okay. You know, like, sometimes it just takes that little, like, boost from someone else to be like, no, this is good, do it, you know?
And I think that's what's cool about being in a duo, because it's like, you know, I am so sensitive that, like, I would have a hard time showing it to three bandmates. Yeah. But one bandmate that I know has, like, got my back, like, it's fine.
And also knows that I'm going to be like, this is a little weird. Even though that's never happened before, but like,
honesty.
Cool. This chord change is a little bit off. It's like we can.
Yeah, there has to be trust. That. And there is, you know, so I think like sometimes I'm like, maybe this isn't, you know, without that trust, I might not be willing to share it and be like, if I was like, maybe this isn't the best, but maybe it is like that. Mm-hmm. I'm able to do that because I know that you'll be real and you'll be encouraging us.
I wouldn't be in a band. Aaron was like, we're going to be in a band. What's it going to be called? I wouldn't be playing music out as much if I didn't have the like support.
Yeah. Support.
And then push. Yeah.
Buddy Brad drives a big old truck. He's got a couple of guns. He doesn't shoot them much. He's got a big old axe with his initials on it. And one night I offered him $50 for it. But he said no because I already stole two pairs of his best working boots. One of which I'm wearing right now. Because we share the same size foot. Said Annie, have you seen my knife in a white buffalo sheath? I can't find it anywhere for the life of me. Without it, I feel kind of stuck. I bet it's somewhere out there in my truck. Rather go to the bar and sit on a stool. Talk to the ladies, play a little pool. Next thing you know, he just disappeared. Heard a song down the street he just had to hear. But he wouldn't tell any of his friends at the pub. Next morning, he'd just say that place was a dud. I met Hayes Carl at the Isis. Man, was it fun. You guys should have been there. I met everyone. Sometimes you couldn't tell if what he's saying was true. Sure didn't look like he was lying when he's talking to you. He'd say, my God, well that's a fact. One day I'm gonna leave and I'm not gonna come on back. Red rains, won't you lay your head on down? Take a little rest, my friend, the world ain't slowing down. Take two nips from the bottle, maybe just one toke, and fall asleep listening to the songs you wish you wrote. My buddy Brad, well, he's been through shit. He's been kicked, been kissed, been pistol whipped. He's been jailed and nailed, detainee, saying, why's everybody always picking on me? All I'm trying to do is have a little fun. Get a liquor drink, tie one on, and now I'm stuck here. One phone call, one window, and four cold walls. He can fix your car, he can fix your truck. He can fix your bike, it won't cost a buck. He can climb a tree, he can dig a ditch. Well, he's a real good man and a son of a bitch. And don't ask him why, 'cause he don't know what it is that keeps the world. Put on some Hank, crack a PBR, and keep things simple. That's the way that they are. Red rains, won't you lay your and fall asleep listening to the songs you wish you wrote.
Brad Rains, he's a real life breathing human being.
Yeah, actually, I just this afternoon I received a cease and desist order. He said we cannot talk about it.
I know, I was so nervous being like, hey, dude, I wrote a song about you and I think it's going to be on the radio. Is this cool? And he was like, I guess so.
He's a real guy.
A real dude. He's one of my best friends. He's...
That's him. Is that him? Oh my God, that would be so awesome.
It'd be funny if it was him. There were a couple times where we played his song
and he walks in the door. Twice that's happened.
And he doesn't even live here anymore. Like, did we just summon him?
It's a siren song.
I don't know what happened. But no, Brad Rains was same kind of thing, like all came out at once. And it was just like, I couldn't believe a lot of the things that this person did and was still like alive, like thriving. And I needed to document it. So that song is an ode to him. He's a great man, but like he lived in his truck in my driveway for a hot minute.
He's one of a kind.
He's one of a kind.
Usually,
he likes good seafood. He's a fisherman. And I had to like write down all of the things that he did because.
What were the. It was a country. He was a hunter, but he didn't hunt much. I think that was.
He had a gun, but he didn't shoot much.
A gun, but he didn't shoot much. That's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was just pistol whipping people whenever he got a chance.
Yeah, no, he got whipped. He got pistol whipped.
Oh, okay.
He also got shot in the leg.
Really?
Yeah, with the shotgun from a farmer. He was like running in the field. I mean, I feel bad. I'm happy that man's alive because he's a nice dude, you know, nice country boy, but he's been through some stuff. And we had to document it and put it on the radio.
Usually when we play that, Annie says, every word of this is true. And then we look down at her shoes because she says in the song, something about boots.
Yeah, I say, boots, because we share the same size foot. Because I wore a pair of his... logging boots that were like steel toed that I had pulled out of his truck when I needed shoes and I just like couldn't take them off. They were so comfortable. I worked in them all the time.
I think for the
but
first
we share the same size foot.
I think for like the first 3 years we played in a band, you were wearing those shoes
with everything.
Every time we played that song. Yeah. Like we would all she'd always say, every word of this is true. And then we would both look down at her shoes and be like, yep, here we go. She got the boots to prove it.
I know. They're worn through, though, now, so I have to be like, everything about this is true, except for the boot part, until I steal another pair of his boots. Yeah, Brad Rains is a storytelling song. My hero is John Prine, and I like how real and quick he is with words. And I think I was trying to chill that a little bit, but can't get to that level. Quite yet, but maybe someday.
Well, I think that song like paints a really good picture of who he is. Like, you know, knowing Brad Rains, I mean, you get the full picture there. And I think that like a lot of times when there's like a biographical song, it's like glimpses, you get glimpses of the person, but that one just
to the
lays it all out there.
Yeah.
Paints the full picture. So.
Are you guys thinking you might make a video with him in it, and it's just a very literal video where it just shows him fishing and shooting and getting shot and stuff like that, wearing
we
boots?
We would never agree to it, no.
Aww.
It was hard for
me. We could have a Brad Rains lookalike. We could have somebody dress up like him.
No, it would be the same. I mean, I could ask him.
All right, thanks to Rooster for being on the podcast again. Don't forget to check the show notes for where to find their music, or just search Rooster Asheville Music on Google. You'll find them, or on all the internet music outlets, I guess. I need a thesaurus. Don't forget to subscribe to WNC Original Music wherever you get your podcasts. Probably just go to the place that you're, wherever you're listening right now. There's probably a subscribe button. Just tap on that subscribe button. I don't like to say smash that button like a lot of podcasters do. It's so violent, just needlessly violent. Thanks to Allison Price for doing another great review, and for 70 and to 77 Apes for letting us look at that album. This week's closing song comes from Chris Hitchcock. Chris is a North Carolina resident now by way of Michigan, Nashville, and New Orleans. Chris has 5 albums out and looking at putting out a new one pretty soon. You can find him live with his band, The South End Mistakes, and make sure to check the show notes for his music, or search Chris Hitchcock at all the streaming sites. Here's Chris Hitchcock. Have a good week.
It's getting dark right now on Park Road. Street lights humming like a melody. Walking back as the coming night grows. And I taste October on the breeze. You see, love's like a train that we both missed the first time. Learn to use our walking shoes instead. Now that it's circled back, babe, we can take our time and trace around these moments as you edge. 'Cause babe, they're only ours to spend. Like whoa. Lost in my eyes of green and gold. And there's nowhere else I'd rather, nowhere else I'd rather go. $1 oysters at the Waterman tonight. Straight from the Carolina shore. Now you're calculating like years in the sky. And I just pull you close once more. See, I've been afraid to trust my heart for so long. Maybe you've been afraid too. You seem to fit with me like chords fit to a song. I wanna sing along like whoa. Lost in my eyes of green and gold. And there's nowhere else I'd rather, nowhere else I'd rather. I found you, a riddle in the dark, I know we are. You know we are. Like whoa. Lost in my eyes of green and gold. There's nowhere else I'd rather, nowhere else I'd rather go. Lost in my eyes of green and gold. And there's nowhere else I'd rather, nowhere else I'd rather go. Thank you.
best crowds in the world right here in Asheville, North Carolina.